N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her, having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got to mend my set, my set. I got to mend my set, my set. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got to mend my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve to Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it popping, ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is game. Well, wait a minute, I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time!
All right, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Dean Class, is in session. Shout out to everybody on the show. Shout out to the guys above here, the 185 that hold the record. We want to say thank you to all you guys out there. We appreciate all you guys and everything that you do. It's the Man Mindset. I am the Dean Class, is in session. This show is being brought to you by what we do here at the Man Mindset. Jai, guys, if you have a question, we got you covered. Got a good show for y'all today. We got a great, great, great show for you guys today. But as always, like I always say, guys, go ahead and get your notebooks out. Gentlemen, get your notebooks out. If you feel like you are having problems with a woman, put a question for Q's, put a Q for question, T for texting, W for woman. And if you're trying to stall me, just try to stall me. Put something that a woman would say. If you and one of the problems, and we're going to talk about this. It's a good show. We got a great, great show today. And also, guys, I also ask all the guys out there, go ahead and get your puzzle pieces out there. If you're following us, go get your puzzle pieces. Start the process of being a man today. And all my guys out there, if you have not already, go ahead and like, subscribe, and hit the notification button so you can get updates on the show. And if you have done that, I want to say thank you very much. I appreciate all you guys out there. Have a great show for y'all guys today, man. Very, very good show. Les, we're going to talk on it. We're going to talk on it, okay? Real quick. No, Global, it's me. Me. Back in the early 2000s, really late 90s, I was always paying people for shit. And I got tired of, paying. Oh. Well, not paying. I got tired. See, the speed in which my mind moves, the average guy is not catching up to me. So, you know, I was always waiting on stuff. I was always waiting on guys to do my website. I was always waiting for guys to do editing, video editing for me, audio editing. I was always waiting for guys to do all that stuff. But the problem was my mind is always moving. So they just couldn't keep up with my pace. So I just learned how to do it. And really, I got to give a shout out to a pimp. I used to roll with I used to have shows a while back with a pimp named Payroll. And Payroll got me on, and he showed me how to edit my information. Also a guy named Maximus Clean. Because I was doing shows on, I was on 102.7 CFRO in Vancouver, Canada with Maximus Clean. And he was showing me how to do some editing. Payroll showed me how to do some editing. And then I self-taught myself how to do video editing, websites, and all that other stuff. And I crashed and burned a little bit. But now I'm getting through Chef with this stuff. I can keep up with my mind. And that's it. But to answer your question, brother, but that, just to answer your question. But anyway, if y'all got another question pertaining to the show, let's go ahead and ask those questions. And I got y'all covered. And the lines are open. Let me check the phone lines real quick before I continue. 305, let me bring you in real quick. 305, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
How you doing, Steve?
How you doing, sir? What's up? How can I help you, sir?
All right. I would like to know how to split game.
I don't understand the question, sir.
Like when I approach a single mother, what to say?
How old are you, man?
18.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. You're playing games. You just too many pauses. I don't like playing games. Anyway, let's get to the show. All right, gentlemen, so let's get to chop it up. Oh, hey, Tyler, I will play that clip from last night as well. I got you covered. Guys, I want to call in. You have the number 563-999-3056. Got you covered. Let's go ahead and chop it up. So, you meet a woman, whether she's online or offline. You begin the process of talking to her. And before you even meet the woman, for a lot of you guys, you want to have sex. You meet the woman. You go through all these processes with the woman. And then all of a sudden, what happens is that when the opportunity presents itself, a lot of men, and this happens to a lot of people. And let me tell you where I got this from. I was talking to my client like about 4:30 in the morning. Was it 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:30? It was between like 4 and 4:30 in the morning. I don't know. I was talking to a client, and dysfunction as far as premature ejaculation, dysfunction as in getting an erection, the mindset of not knowing what to do for a lot of men can be a very traumatic thing when you feel like you're just inadequate and you can't do it correctly or you don't know what it is you're doing. And what a lot of guys don't understand is that this right here kind of hurts you on the back end because you don't talk to women. You try not to talk to women. You try not to approach women or anything like that because you feel a certain kind of way. You feel bad about yourself. You feel like you're just not good enough. You feel like you don't know what to do. And when the moment arrives, because you're so nervous that you mess things up or you become embarrassed. And then what happens, that rolls over and that does more damage to you when you even see a woman, because a lot of you guys go back to the past and you worry about what has happened to you. And we want to talk about that today. We want to kind of guide you on that, because a lot of guys out there say they want women. A lot of guys out there say they want to have sex. But saying it and knowing how to do it are two different things. A lot of guys want to have sex, but they don't even know the steps of marinating the pussy to make it wet. They don't know the steps to showing and positioning themselves to show the woman why she should be with them. They don't know what to do when it comes to transitioning from light conversation to rolling into being flirty. They don't know how to transition from flirty to being a little naughty, so to speak. A lot of gentlemen, when they have a woman over, they don't know how to even open the door correctly, more or less, when she comes over. They have no idea the steps to take to set the mood to roll it into the bedroom. there are guys out there that when they get into the bedroom, they don't know what to say to the woman in the bedroom, or they don't know how to address her. They don't know about music. They don't know about lighting. They don't know about touching. They don't know about caressing. They don't know about fucking, really. And for a lot of these guys, they never learn their body. They never learn sexuality. So what these guys go and do is they try to put a rug over that, because a lot of guys feel like, you know what, this is never going to happen to me. I'm never going to get a woman, so I don't have to work on something, because, you know, I'll just keep muddling around talking to women here and there, and then if I get one, I get one. If I don't, I don't. What will happen is, for a lot of guys, sometimes a woman is going to throw it on them, and they're going to get really nervous because they're like, oh, shit. All right, I'm in a new tax bracket right now, so to speak. I'm in another level. What do I do? Oh, my God, I don't know what to do. Oh, my God, what do I do? What do I say? How do I handle it? And that also will contribute to erection problems, where the individual is so nervous that he just can't get it up. I mean, as I told you guys before, and I was like 9 years old, I was in the bed with an older chick, naked. I just couldn't get it up. I was nervous as fuck, so I couldn't get it up. But we're not talking about me. But what we're saying to you guys out there are a lot of guys out there who have mental blocks and mental thought processes when it comes to sex, when it comes to how to do it, why to do it, where to do it, how to talk, and things like that, that not only hurt them on the front end, but it also hurts them on the back end, and is also something that slows them down from growing as men and getting what they want from women. So, guys, y'all want to call in, again, y'all want to call in 563-999-3056 is the number. And that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about that and discuss that, okay? Because so many people out there, they put too much pressure on themselves. This guy I was talking to, he had a mishap in high school, but unfortunately he carried that feeling in high school for years. Because in his mind, he thought, because one moment in time that I had I was so nervous, I just couldn't get my dick hard. It's always hanging on me every time I meet a woman, that I feel like I'm just going to mess it up, or I'm going to say the wrong thing, or she's going to laugh at me, I'm going to look like a fool or something like that. And we're going to get into that today. That's what the show is going to be about, because so many guys out there don't understand game when it comes to any of this, and controlling what you are, controlling who you are and your mindset. Okay. Knowing that you can have the best experiences with a woman. Even if you're a virgin, you can have the best experiences with a woman, even if you haven't even been with a woman. See, a lot of guys think that in order to have experience, I have to have experience, and that's not the truth. A lot of guys, sometimes guys say, well, a girl asks me, you know, am I a virgin? Do I have experience? What should I tell her? What should I say? You don't say anything. You have to. See, the thing that's beautiful about game, gentlemen, is that you're always building and you're always working on yourself. You're building for a future in which you can lead her through your force to said future. Now, I'm not saying that you can bend time or anything like that, but what I'm saying is that for you gentlemen out there listening, that you can push the pendulum with a woman and move her where you want it to go. But unfortunately, for a lot of young men out there, one of the greatest problems that they have, especially when it comes to women, is that they still have a high school mentality, or they just have I just want to fuck mentality. Because it's okay if you watch porn. I'm not here to knock you. If you watch porn, it's not a bad thing. So don't ever be ashamed of watching porn. But sometimes we watch a little bit too much porn to a point where we actually think what is something that is crafted, produced, arranged by a video camera is actually life. And we sometimes think that, okay, well, these guys think that porn is life. These guys think that, you know, the woman, they meet a woman automatically, you know, let's go back to my place and fuck. And even if you bring her back to your place, even that guy that thinks that is doing more harm to himself because he shows the woman that he doesn't have experience. See, experience is not rushing things because women don't want to feel rushed, especially the first time, unless she really wants to fuck you, but that's on a whole different level. We're talking about you guys just getting a little piece of pussy. And sometimes women don't want to feel rushed. Because the woman that wants to feel rushed, it seems like there's a judgment being placed on her, like, hurry up, you whore, you slut, you bitch, blah, 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 blah. Let me just fuck you and move on with my life. And women don't want to be treated like that. Now, don't get it wrong. Women can role play being treated like that. But a lot of women don't want to be treated like that because, again, like I said before, a lot of women feel that they have value. But what we're talking about is you guys today. Because the one thing I want you to do, we're going to talk about this today. I don't want you guys to ever feel like you don't have experience. I can give you experience, and we're going to give you examples of experience about what we had already before with the massage thing. Because, gentlemen, you don't have to necessarily know penetration to be able to show a woman the best time of her life. It is just something that you just have to scribe. That's all it is. And that's something that really slows down a lot of guys, because a lot of guys are always looking for the answer. Okay. They're always trying to figure out, why can't I? You know what I mean? And what I always try to do, remember we talked about it last night, a lot of you guys are the prisoner. A lot of you guys are the warden. Okay? You're more like the puppet and not the governor or the witness to things. Okay? See, as the governor or as the man that is in control of his life, you see everything in what I call a third point of view. You know, like I've always told you about the theater. You know, most of you guys are in theater number one. You know, you keep playing, you keep going to the same theater every day, watching the same film of how much you think you're a loser, and all you do is just keep watching over and over again. But what I'm trying to show you is from a third point of view, and this is how men operate. From a third point of view, once you realize, again, you buy the tickets, you can pick the time, you can pick where you sit, and you can pick what theater you go into. From a third point of view, you will then be able to control your emotions because you are a witness to the experiences, John. You are a witness to it. See, think about this for a second. See, a lot of you guys are caught in the wave of emotions or how you feel. But when you have a man mindset or a single-minded man, you can be of an observer of what's happening. And as an observer, as i.e. the governor, versus being the warden that holds you back or the prisoner that tries to escape, you know what I mean? You have the third point of view where, guess what? You go beyond the feeling, okay? And you can see more or less an experience. It's kind of above, like, one thing I was showing you guys, let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines 714, I'll bring you in 1 second. Like I was saying to you guys, and I was showing you guys before I bring the caller in, like I was showing you last night, gentlemen. Yeah, okay. What I'm saying is game, when you have game, this is where you see past the emotions, okay? Remember, the emotions are on the surface. And what the emotions will do is they will drip from the surface a little bit below the surface. But what I'm saying is when you have game, you will be able to be a witness of all this going on, which is superseding the emotion. You know the emotion is there, but the emotion does not have any effect on you. Matter of fact, it's just like, I'm about to bring a caller in 1 second. It's just like, give you an example. You breathing right now. You don't think about breathing. You know you have to breathe, and you're breathing right now, but you don't think all day, every day about breathing. Now, if I mention breathing to you, you might start thinking about the breathing, but you just go on autopilot. The feeling or the emotion will always be there, gentlemen. But as a third point of view and how you see the game, it changes everything. 714, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, it's you know who. No surprises. I'm out here. Nice day. Anyway, I wanted to ask you, don't you think for these younger guys or any guy who's a virgin, he should hook up with a woman like probably 10 years older than him maybe? Like, just because they're the ones that can show you the most and they're less pressure on you and everything else. What do you think of that? Where if you're a virgin, hook up with a broad 10 years plus older than you. What about that?
Can a woman show you that you can't teach yourself?
Pardon?
What can a woman show you that you can't teach yourself?
Well, I'm just saying, all I'm saying is, if you're a virgin guy and you meet a girl who's a virgin, now you've got two virgins, whereas if you're a virgin guy, it seems to me like if you're with a woman who's had a higher body count or whatever, she can, it just seems more natural for an same with a girl. If you're an inexperienced virgin girl, you should be, I don't think two virgins should screw each other, quite frankly.
You shut the fuck up, man. Damn, you listen, man. I want you to think, dog. Think. Just think.
Yeah.
Take a moment and use your fucking mind and think. Just because a woman has a high body count and she fucks a bunch of average motherfuckers, what can she teach a motherfucker? To be average in bed. But a motherfucker that learns game that's above average can show the average woman who is fucking a bunch of average dudes things that she's never experienced before. So what the fuck are you talking about? Why should he go to someone that has a high body count when all she's doing is fucking average guys?
Because I'm not saying he should or shouldn't. I'm just saying if he can't find, he should be open to it. If you can't find a chick with a low body count, go with an older one who can.
How do you know a bitch's body
count? An older
can you read a woman? I'm gonna tell you, shut the fuck last one time. Can you read a woman's? Do you read a woman's body and look at her body and read her body count? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Do I read her body count?
Can you look at a bitch and tell her her body count and know her body count by looking at her?
No, nobody can.
So then why are you talking about that stupid shit about her body count? Yeah. You're never going to know.
Because
you're never going to know unless she's a porn star.
Right.
You're never
but I'm assuming
know.
If she's over 30, no, but Steve, I'm assuming if she's over 30, she's got a higher body count than a woman who's 20. Am I right or wrong?
Let me show you why you're a dumbass. What if she's really into religion? What if she's really in the church? What if she's really a Muslim or something like that? Just because she's older doesn't mean she's fucking motherfucker. What is wrong? You got to be the oldest, dumbest motherfucker with these fuckers, man.
What I'm saying is if she's older and hasn't fucked.
I want to hear this shit. Get the fuck off my show, man. I ain't got time for that stupid ass shit. I'm trying to teach these young men some shit, man. This is what I'm saying, dog. This is why y'all got to be careful about who the fuck you listen to, because a lot of these motherfuckers don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Gentlemen, I will give you a – let me tell y'all something. I'm going to give all of you great news. Great news. The great news is the average woman is having average sex. The average woman is experiencing average motherfuckers. Motherfuckers that are not assertive, that are not dominant. Average. And this is why this can benefit any of you guys. What are we going to be talking about today? I'm here to benefit you guys. Okay? Here to benefit you guys. But see, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Chief. Here's the thing, Chief. You say most come from a place of anger. It's not the anger. It's not anger, young man. It's confusion. It's misunderstanding, brother, okay? And they get upset because they choose not to learn sex. They choose not to sound check their apartment or that. Well, most of y'all got apartments. So you choose to don't even sound check your apartment. But again, being over here, guys, I'm going to give you the advantage. I'm going to show you how to have the advantage over the average guy who gets pussy. Because, see, just because guys are fucking doesn't mean they're fucking on a man level. That's the best news of all, gentlemen. Don't ever feel inadequate. And don't ever feel like something's wrong with you just because you ain't fucking as much as another guy. Why do you think I was a fucking gigolo? Hey, just because a motherfucker was married to a woman doesn't mean he's doing it right. And that's why they were paying me to do that. And listen, the best thing about it, guys. See, this is what y'all understand. To a woman, sex is not penetration. We're so busy thinking women are like us. You've got to get off of that thought process. Sex is not penetration to a woman. I'm telling you right now, it's not. But here's the thing that's beautiful. But once you penetrate the mind, the whore in her will come out. But the whore in her is not going to come out if you're making her feel like a whore. That's what y'all don't understand about sex. Most of you guys don't understand how sex is, how it works, how you need to do it, and how you can – listen, this guys, this is a beautiful thing. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Guys, this is a beautiful thing for all you guys listening to me. You go outside your door right now, and you see couples right now together, and you look at that guy, and you think he's lucky. Mm-mm, he ain't lucky. Hey, listen, let me tell y'all guys something. Average surface dweller, because that's what they are, surface dwellers, they do not know how to fuck. They can pump. Yeah, listen, we all can pump, and that's all they can do. But they are never connected on the level that I try to get you on with them. See, once you are connected here with the woman, to her, it's the best sex ever because it's an emotional connection through her body and her mind as one, where the average guy is just doing the physical. He's not fucking with this, and this is what makes him average, and this is the good news. This is the great news for all of you young men out there. All of these guys just don't even see what's in front of their face. They're too far in the forest. They can't see the trees. Yes, a woman can be a whore, but she doesn't want to feel like a whore when you first meet. They have whore in them, and they love to let their hair down and have wild, kinky, goddamn monkey sex or whatever the fuck you want to call it. They love that, but they're not going to give that part away to inexperience. Now, When I say inexperience, I'm not talking about your experience with being with women, not that experience. I'm not on that level of experience. I'm talking about the experience that you can give her from a mental state. See, you can make the pussy wet here. You can have sex here first. You can make her see things in you that she has never, ever even thought about mentioning to someone else when you make that connection with her. But see, that comes with a man that learns game and learns sex and learns his body. And oh, my God, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get everything done in the time that we have allotted that I'm doing today. But what I'm saying is that when you are one with yourself on the level of game that we're showing you, is that you guys out there, all you guys out there, you are going to be experiencing things through your self-awareness, okay? All right? And once you be able to have more self-awareness of who you are, what's going to happen is, all those thoughts that you have right now on your surface level are nothing but illusions. What do you hear from the average guy? Oh, I've got to please her. I've got to take her out to a fancy restaurant to please her. I've got to prove myself to her. I've got to work. I got to lift these weights because I know women like guys with muscle. I got to get this job, not because I want the job. I've got to get this job to look good in the eyes of a woman, because I've got to prove to her that I'm worthy of her pussy. And this is the problem. This is the problem. Y'all are too busy identifying what was happening in your mind. You're too busy identifying with the fact. Listen, and I'm going to say it again. Just because you don't have experience with a woman doesn't mean you cannot create experience and have experience right now. All my dogs listening right now, it doesn't mean you can't have it. You can have experience. You can. Here's the beautiful thing about what we're showing you. I'm telling you, when you create it, you believe in it, you scribe it, you market it, you make it a law, and you live by that. And even if you're not experienced, see, what y'all think experience is how you slide your dick in a hole. That's what, unfortunately, surface dwellers think. They think experience is the penetration. That's not the experience women are wanting. It's not the experience. I've always used the analogy since the late 90s of the grill. If any of y'all guys grill meat or put steaks on the grill, you know damn well you got to marinate that meat and put that meat in the refrigerator so the juices can get into the meat. So when you slap that motherfucker on the grill, it comes out tender. See, what y'all don't see, most of y'all think experience is just the penetration of your penis hit inside of her. You think that's experience? No, that's just your dick fucking. That's you just hitting a hole. That's all you're doing. You're just hitting a hole. That's all you're doing. That's not the experience that we give you here. Experience is knowing how to move her in mental ways to become a fantasy, to become somebody that when she's with you, she begins to daydream about you. And through her daydreams and through your actions of what you are, she begins to open up more to you and begin to tell you things that she's never said to anybody, because she knows if I say it to you, she knows if I let myself go with you, I know that you're going to take care of me and you're going to handle me right. And see what y'all guys get wrong. You think the experience is just the hitting. No, the experience is your brand, your restaurant. From the moment she pulls up into your lot, it's got to be a wowing experience of a man that says, you know what? I got this. You know why you got this? Because the average guy out there doesn't have this. He doesn't have what we're talking about here. Every guy, listen, every guy that you work with that's in a relationship, every guy that you work with that's engaged, married, or living with a woman, those women are bored as fuck. Bored as fuck. Now, y'all remember years ago, maybe decades ago, a decade and some time, we used to have this place called Ashley Madison. And what Ashley Madison was just lonely women. See, once women get the prize, they realize, oh, my God, this guy's a loser. He's just security. But I'm missing out on that sexual asshole that told me to fuck off. God, where is he at? Man, I want to suck his dick. God, I want to fuck him again. I love how he treated me like a whore, and I love being a whore with him because the experience, gentlemen. You don't want to go to a restaurant. Now, guys, I want to show y'all. Let me see if I can pull it up and show you something. Let me show y'all something. All right, let me show you something. So when I was a little kid, when I was a little lad, let me download it and show you. So let me see if I can show you a photo of it. Let me see if I can save this shit. Save this motherfucker. All right, let me post something to y'all guys. Let me show y'all something. Now I'm going to give you an analogy of what's going on with women today, especially with a lot of you guys, so we can go ahead and break your motherfucking mindset, okay, and show you something that's totally different in the game versus what y'all see or what y'all think actually game is, gentlemen. So, let me see. I got to change that shit, too. Okay, I'm just trying to find a spot. Well, fuck it, I'm going to go another pair. I'll find another spot. I'll do it on this bitch right here. I'll do it on this motherfucker right here. All right, let me give you an analogy, guys. Let me show y'all something. Okay, so when I was a little young guy, when I was a little motherfucker, a little badass motherfucker, I'm going to use an analogy with women. Okay, so when I was young, back in the day, in the 70s, 80s and stuff, we used to eat this thing called steakums, okay? Now, what a steakum is, guys, it's supposed to be little thin strips of steak that you can put on a sandwich. Throw some cheese on there, some onions, you know, you're good to go. It's kind of like a steakum, okay? So what I want y'all to understand is that women today, in this analogy, are getting or eating steakums. Average guys doing average things, and because they see so many average guys, these women actually think that these guys know what they're doing. I mean, they think that this is what sex is when you're average, right? It's just that's what they think. So what I'm saying is that if you look at the steak, but all of us at one time used to eat bologna or peanut butter and jelly sandwich as a little kid. You know what I mean? Like a little... Now your mom did, made peanut butter. Some of you ate Spam or whatever the fuck you had as little kids, right? But when you had your first steak, a ribeye, when you went to your first steakhouse, if you ever did, you go to your first steakhouse and have your first steak, you'll never see bologna, ham, and all that shit again. You'll never see it the same. When you cut into that steak that has that garlic butter, whatever the fuck they have dripping off that, and you slice into it, where you go to a place where they cut it for you and they take the little light, they say, is this a perfect marble for you, sir, or whatever. When they do something like that, and you have your first steak, you'll never be the same again. You'll never look at all those other meats the same. They will be what you'll call something secondary, you know, something to get by. I can throw some ham on the bread. I can throw some bologna on the bread or whatever, you know, just to get by. But damn, can't wait to give me a steak. Can't wait to eat me a motherfucking steak. Damn, you'll never be the same when you eat your first steak. You're never the same, gentlemen. And this is what I was telling you guys about the experience. The good news is that the average women out there, okay, the average women out there, they just experience average guys. And unfortunately, a lot of you guys are average right now. They have experienced you. A lot of you guys are surface dwellers. This doesn't make you bad, but it's just the truth. A lot of you guys from the surface, just your behavior shows the lack of experience that you have. Because you always thought experience was penetration. Experience is not penetration, gentlemen. And if you think experience is penetration, then you got the whole game wrong. Experience will never be penetration. Experience is making that woman feel like she needs you like air or she's suffocating. She needs you because you are the only man that can make her feel things. Now, I want to kind of give you an example. Guys, you have a question, y'all can call in or put a cue if what I'm saying. Yeah, if I'm throwing you off a little bit or you don't understand what I'm talking about, please ask a question. I will slow down for you guys. But I'm not talking about the drug lab. Let me get off the drug lab. But I want to show you guys. Let me show you experience. I've always shown you different ways of experience, but I've always showed you the foot and the leg, the massage thing. But what I'm saying to you is that this example is something that you can do and learn no matter what your situation is. And when you have rehearsed it and you got it down and it's go time, you're just going to do it. But doing this, listen, this one move or these two moves that, you know, I show you right here, these two moves right here, this just right here, this is one move. This is what experience is. the average guy is not even thinking on this level. Or like I showed you with the leg, the average guy is not even thinking that. But here's the beautiful thing about you guys out here. You guys can do these things and learn ways to touch women without even touching them by learning it and having it stored in your library and just accessing it when it's time to access it. But the problem is most of you guys on the surface, you just don't want to work on yourself. You just don't want to do things to guide yourself. And so what happens is that, you know, you begin to identify with the fact that you don't have experience. Then it hits a domino of I'm not good enough. And then it hits a domino of judgments. And then it hits a domino of, well, I got to please the woman and all this other stuff. And then you start to worship. See, this is where worship goes away when you start working on yourself. See, when you begin to identify with what's going on with you, that's the first step. But see, you can't live in the prison and think that you're going to be able to escape your prison. You can never escape your prison. You can never leave theater number one until you choose to leave theater number one and you choose to be the governor of how you are by stop identifying with what you're feeling. That's how you get the control. But most of you guys don't understand how to hold on to the control, maintain the control. So when you get around a woman, gentlemen, she begins to lose control. 949, what's your question, sir? How can I help you, sir?
Hello.
Yes, sir, how can I help you?
Hello.
All right, I'm going to hang up on you now. I asked you two times. You just playing the games. Okay, so what I'm saying to y'all guys is, and what I'm saying to all you guys that all you guys out there that's listening to this game I'm showing you is that the beautiful thing about what I'm trying to get you guys to see is that when you build and create the experience comes with experience you have with yourself. Remember, I always tell all you guys, the experience in the communication one must have is with itself first. You must have this experience with yourself because remember, this is the only time I tell you, you can taste your own drug. You taste your own drug. You can try your own drug here and you can get high off of your own drug because you know the potency of what you're doing when you're working on it. See, gentlemen, you can right now take a piece of paper and write night, evening, and daytime. And you can have that piece of paper right there. Scribe that piece of paper on a piece of paper because don't do it mentally. Write it down. And all you do is step out your door. You just step out. Remember, now listen, guys. What I'm showing you, just these little nuggets, average motherfucker is not even thinking this. And this is just this is what's so cold about this show is because you are going to have an advantage. But let me answer this question before I show you some shit. Thank you for your help. You helped me a lot. What's the best thing to do when a woman who's extremely into you lies to you? Thanks. Well, you're not a student of the game. You're not a student. I have not helped you out. Matter of fact, I failed you. I have failed you. Because you're probably just bird watching. I have failed you. And I have failed you because you chose to hear the information that I'm saying versus listening. Because if you are a student of the game, this should not even be a question. But this is where not only have I failed you, you have also failed yourself because I appreciate the super chat. The reason why I can't give you the answer because you're not going to do it. You're just not equipped to do it. You just don't have the balls to do what I would tell you to do. You're just not ready to do it. But I appreciate what you're saying, but you cannot ask this question knowing that I always tell all you guys to stand on your fucking square, to always defend your position, to be willing to let women go that are disrespectful. So that's telling me that I have not helped you. I have not helped you. So I appreciate that, but I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. I appreciate the super chat, but I don't want to hear I helped you. I have not helped you. Because that should never be a question. If you listen to me, that should never be a question. That should never be a question. So it shows. Now listen. Now listen, gentlemen. This is very important to understand. Let me go back to this question. This is very important to understand, gentlemen. Check the phone lines. Lines are open, guys. If y'all want to call in, call in. But let me explain something to y'all guys real quick. It's very important to understand. This what you read right here is why women ain't fucking with y'all. This right here is why women don't get wet, why they don't get turned on, why they don't want to be nasty whores, sluts, why they don't want to send you nasty nude pictures, videos, and things like that. And I want to show you. You always can tell your inexperience by the shit that you ask and the shit that you say and the way you think. So that has nothing to do with me. But you can always tell inexperience right here. And I can see through this young man's inexperience, his fuck game is terrible. Can't eat pussy, can't kiss, can't put flavor, house ain't even set up, not romantic, sexual, sensual, all those things. You can just, but here's the worst part about it. If I can tell that in reading that like this, what do you think the woman feels? What do you think the woman thinks, gentlemen? What do you think the woman thinks when she meets you for the first time and you ain't about what you say? And I just, it's no knock on you. Hey, P-Dog, I appreciate you. I'm not using you as a guinea pig, but I've just got to show all you guys why y'all are losing. Why y'all are losing? Because of the things that you say, the way you think. And it's, now listen, there's no dumb questions. Please understand. I appreciate the questions. That's why you're here for the questions. But when you start off saying and lying, saying I helped you, that's a lie. And I don't want to talk to you and make you think that I actually helped you because I didn't help you. Because if I helped you, you wouldn't be asking that question right there. Okay? So how do I enhance a conversation with a female I'm interested in through Facebook Messenger because that's the closest I can reach them without being creepy? Well, think ahead. I'm showing you, okay? Think ahead. I'm going to tell you why you lost and why you don't have any experience. Why you, like the other surface dwellers, are why you guys are losing with women. You just told me that how do you have a conversation with a woman that you're interested in? Then why aren't you telling her you're interested in her? What word do you actually need to tell a woman that you're interested in her? And this is why you guys lose. Because you know you're interested in her, but see, it's a problem. You don't know how to let her know you're interested in her. Here's the problem. You're going to be creepy if you tell. See, it's good that you don't say anything to her. Because anything that you say to her sounds, let me tell y'all something about a guy, one of the clients that I talked to a while back. He doesn't follow the playbook, nor do you, or Paz. A lot of you guys, y'all just don't follow the playbook. Y'all just don't want to do what the fuck y'all want to do because y'all think it's really going to work. Doesn't work. But anyway, so this guy meets a woman. Met a woman in February, right? Still talking to her right now in March. Hasn't gone on one fucking date. You want to know why? Because just like you, you just want to beat around with the bush with these women. You just want to have conversations with these women because in your surface-dwelling mind, you actually think that if I message her and I tell her how her day is and we just have normal conversations, that she's got to see that I'm interested in her. And this is why you guys lose. You have to put your bid in. This is not hard to do. It's hard to do because you don't have any experience behind putting in your bid. Because, again, you're living in your prison. But, again, it's a lie that you tell yourself. Because let me explain. Let me show you, because I'm very observant, gentlemen. Let me show you why this guy is losing. Now, guys, The same guy. Now I want y'all to, listen. Think ahead. This is no knock on you. But I'm going to show you why you're failing and you're going to continue to fail, because you're living a lie. I'm just showing you that these women are, listen, as observant as I am with you, these women are the same way. They're watching your every move and everything you say to try to match up and see if you're actually that motherfucker. You see, think ahead. Now, I want y'all guys, this is not a magic trick. This is just truth. Think ahead, said right here, and I want y'all to see this. How does he have a conversation with a woman that he's interested in on Facebook Messenger, okay? Because that's the closest thing I can reach them without being creepy, right? But this is the same guy that just said, I've been single for 6 months. I got 3 women I'm dealing with, but I don't want them. Do y'all see? I don't know why. And you know I hate motherfuckers showing off, but I'll let that slide because I'm just showing you, why do y'all guys lie to yourselves? Why do you guys think that you're more than what you actually are and think that I'm boo-boo the fool or women are stupid and they can't even see that you ain't got no fucking game? Because if a guy has 3 women that he's quote-unquote dealing with, do you really got to ask me that question? Come on, dog. You got to stop lying to yourself. And now I want y'all to see this shit. Y'all see that? See, he's trying to pop his collar. I got women, right? But then look what he says. Like I say, guys, 2 different sides of him in the boat, one going this way, trying to lie to him and tell him he's something else, and then the other one saying, you ain't shit, and that's the problem he's having in his head, thinking he's more than what he actually is. And he ain't that shit. He ain't that shit. Chief Hawk, you put a question, you got to put a Q in there if you're talking to me. You got to put a Q there, okay? Man, listen, dog. Please just stop lying. Just please shut up. Please. I don't want to hear that shit. Because a motherfucker who has women don't talk that way. You got 3 women, but yet you trying to figure out how to talk to one? The guy that has 3 cannot talk to one? Fuck out of here with that silly shit, man. Stop lying, man. Stop lying. Anyway, check the phone lines real quick. 949, can you hear me? You're live. I can hear you. What is your question, sir?
What's up, man? How you doing? You know what? I respect that you guys emphasize coaching so much, but I can't afford coaching right now. So like, how should I start off? Because I'm kind of broke. I'm kind of broke.
You being broke has nothing to do with you asking a question right now. So what's your question?
My question is just, you know, like, what do you mean by that?
Okay. Well, you're on the air. Ask your question. What is your question? What is the question you have? What's up?
It's basically your topic, man, is, you know, being just like, you know, how you need coaching. Hello?
Dude, what is your question?
Hello?
Okay, I'm going to ask you one more time.
All right.
What is your question, sir?
Basically, I'm starting from scratch, and I just, you know, I like to, you know, develop my game.
All right, then go get your puzzle pieces. Your puzzle pieces, dump them on the table, start to put your puzzle together. That's your starting point, okay?
Say it again?
Go get a 100-piece puzzle set, dump it on the table, rip up the box, and slowly put that puzzle together. That's your starting point.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
All right, you got any other questions, just call me, okay?
For sure, yeah, I will. Thank you, man.
All right, respect. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Okay, so getting back, guys. Y'all have a question, go ahead and ask. We got you. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that it's the lack of knowing what to do. Gentlemen, we have all gone to a concert. We have gone to many movie theaters to watch a picture. The people that we go to see in concert, or the sports events that we go watch. What we watch is the result of the work they do on the back end. If you're watching a baseball game, they're constantly pitching, batting, and watching film on the team. The pitcher is watching film on the batters. The batters are watching the film on the other team's pitchers. They're constantly doing things. If you're going to a concert, they are doing sound checks, making sure the lighting is right, making sure the music is tight. They're doing that. So when they put out the concert, it's a great concert. Everything, even a movie. You're watching a movie, they've got to read their scripts and know their words and know the roles and know how to act and then present themselves, then goes to the editing board and they make a movie. So everything that you guys are seeing and everything that you guys are watching, gentlemen, is just the result of rehearsing. A band that you watch, whether it's a rap group, R&B, metal, country and western, whatever it is, they are constantly working and rehearsing time in and time out, day in and day out, making the proper adjustments. So when it's go time, what you see is crisp, it's perfect, has great flow, everything, no mistakes. Same thing with a football game or a basketball game. You think they just go into the basketball court and just start playing basketball? No. They learn their playbook. They learn defenses. They learn whoever they're guarding. Try to figure out a way to try to just stop the lead shooter and try to find holes in the defense. So you don't even see that. But what you see is a good basketball team, a team that's pushing that shit up court, throwing, shooting, laying up, all that other stuff. You're seeing the end result. Jeremy, this is not for you, okay? Jeremy, if you ask me that question again, I'm gonna ban you from this place. Don't talk. Be respectful here. Don't. If you ever ask that question again, you will get banned, okay? Just letting you know. So I'm trying to be nice. So you will get banned. So if you ever talk about any type of surface dwelling shit like that, we're getting rid of you. Anyway, so when I say to you guys out there, if y'all want to call in, lines are open. So what I say to you guys out there, and I'm going to answer all the lines. I see the lines blowing up right now. Let me grab some of these calls real quick, and we will continue. Let me get 904, then 832 afterwards. 904, how can I help you, sir? What's up? Ouch.
Hello. This Think Ahead.
Okay. What's up, man? How can I help you, sir? What's up, man?
Yeah, my question was, I was saying earlier was, the ones that I'm interested in, what's the best way, like, to say?
But they're just women. They're just women.
Right.
Okay, think ahead. You're thinking ahead, but you're thinking in the wrong direction. You're thinking too much and putting too much emphasis in the woman versus just putting your bid in and standing on what you are, man. This is not complicated. Not as I say you're stupid. I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm saying that. What you got to do, you're saying, how do I tell someone I'm interested? Okay, well, how do you ask for a hamburger? Do you care if the cashier's having a good day or a bad day? Or are they going to serve you with
what
you ask?
Just tell them what you want.
Yes, exactly. That's how, it's not complicated. But it's how you tell them. It's
right,
the how.
Right. That's what
okay,
I think.
Okay,
that's what
I got you next. Hold on a second, 904. Tell me about the situation.
Right.
Real quick. Tell me about the situation. What's the situation?
Yeah,
how'd you meet this woman?
It's different ones that I see that I'd be like,
No, I ain't talking about different ones. You said a woman. I'm not talking about all of them. Just give me one example.
Well,
someone you saw.
This particular one, I'd be saying stuff like, good morning. I never get a response.
All right, stop. What experience are you telling a woman if you are saying the same thing that the average surface dweller is saying to her? You're the same
right,
guy.
Right, that's like the average person.
Every,
be
right.
To
so,
walk
why
down the
you, so why would you be average? Why are you telling
right.
her good morning? What is the purpose? What is your reason to tell her good morning? What do you get out of telling her good morning?
Dang, that could be somebody just speaking casually, right? I understand. You got to tell
but
them.
No, I don't. Okay, wait. Okay, remember? Okay, I want y'all to think about something because I mentioned that like last week. Have you ever seen Eddie Murphy, A Thousand Words? Remember that movie called A Thousand Words from Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what was the plot of the movie? Eddie only had 1,000 words, so that means that everything he said had to be important because he's not going to waste words.
Right.
Jesus. I don't want you wasting words. And that's all you're doing is wasting words by saying good morning. Fuck her morning. You know, she should be telling you good morning. But you're not doing it right because you're wasting words.
What's the best way to, through that particular way
let
of
her know. It's when you first let her know. Again, it's your bid. You got to get coached and learn this. But it's how you talk to with every woman you should talk to the same. Because if she, listen, I want to know one thing. Are you interested in me? 843 B Precious, I got you. Are you interested in me? That's all I need to know. And I don't say interested in fucking, but interested to be more than a friend. That's not what I want to know. Are you interested?
That's right.
And I am not wasting my time with a woman. I want to know where she stands by letting her know what the fuck I am, why I'm coming over here, and why I'm talking to you.
Right.
I'm not going to beat around the bush and say hi to you. I don't give a fuck your feelings. This is who I am. This is why I'm hitting you up. And this is what I want to do. Either you're down or you're not, but I'm not going to be in the whole all day, every day, all day.
Right.
Because she is special. But is this a woman on your Facebook page?
Yeah, they be on there. That's what
Tell me about your Facebook page. Tell me about your Facebook page. What are you posting your Facebook page?
I remember you said that before. You got to do, you got to put pictures and all that kind of stuff on there. You got to do all that. Look,
have fun, be witty. Because if you say something that makes her laugh, she's going to like it. Meaning that at that moment she's thinking about you. So when she likes it, then that's when I would hit her ass up on the chat, and then not only use that as a point to talk to her, but to move forward.
Right.
I don't want you just talk. I don't want you just going around, yo, what's up, girl? What's up? Good morning, good morning. You're wasting your time. Because she hears that shit a million times a day, and she's sick of that shit. But she ain't sick of a motherfucker that's keeping it real. So you got to keep it a buck with her. But this show, it shows the lack of experience that you have in the bedroom. Because you should be thinking, what can I say to make her smile? What can I say to make her laugh, blush, think, and react? Because those things right there are going to put you in a whole different world than the average guy. Because the average guy, when you say good morning ain't making you smile, laugh, blush, think. It's just good morning. It's just a waste of your fucking time because she's ignoring that. But the one she's thinking about, that made her smile, the one that made her laugh, the one that has a sense of humor, the one that's a smooth talker, the one that just doesn't give a fuck. That's the one she wants to hear from.
But I be listening to what you be saying. I just try to be myself too. I don't want to be nobody else.
I got to do the creed. I got you, bro. I did do the creed in a second. No, what I'm saying is that I'm not telling you to be me. I'm just giving you a free bit of game because the game. Listen. Your bid that I teach you is free because that's not the game.
Right.
That's not the game. The game starts after the bid. That's when the game starts. But what you're saying is I'm just showing you how to be clear, concise, transparent, and impactful. The one thing
that
I can't be.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you, but that's another thing. Me too. I met up with like two or three of them. And I dropped the rock. I'm like, damn, what the hell happened?
Well, what happened was because you're bullshitting with him. You're bullshitting with him by just chatting. Why? Chat.
Right.
Look, surface dwellers chat. We put our bid in. We put our bid in. We don't chat with the food. Fuck, what am I doing chatting with the food? Hey, how you doing, Gloria? How's your day going? Tell me about the – fuck all that shit.
Okay.
Is it simple? You know what? I saw you my boys make a post. You know, sometimes you post something, some women sometimes they post something behind that, right? And you see that post, you're like, damn, she's kinda cute. You know what? Let me go ahead and then all you got to do is this simple. You know what? Like what she say, make a comment, right? And if she replies to the comment that you make with her, then you're pulling her from the herd. You're having a one-on-one with her, and then you can move that four to the next four of messaging her on the back end. And surely some of the – listen, I'm telling you right now, if you're on Facebook, Instagram, they're going to look at your profile. They're going to look at your life to see what kind of motherfucker you are. And
yeah,
I got to go. Right, but that's why I told you, man, if you go to my – you look at my Facebook, I'm just posting crazy, funny shit, but I'm always saying something. I'm making fun of myself. I'm having a good time, and they eat that shit up. They eat it
and
all
I,
up.
And I do that occasionally, and I see.
But a man is not occasionally. But stop. A man is not occasionally. That's what you don't understand. We're
right.
All the time. We're about to do the creed in a second, guys. We're about to do the creed in a second. Hold on, I got to do the creed. They owe me, okay. Man. Hold on 1 second. Let me do the creed real quick. 843, I got you 1 second. Let me go ahead and hit this creed real quick, and I'll bring y'all in. Give me a second, guys. All you guys out there listening to me, it's creed time. I know y'all get in my ass. I know it's like y'all need that creed. Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, let's go to the dojo in your mind. All my dogs out there, come on, guys, let's read this creed. This is something that I have. Nobody else has this, so you guys can start connecting with you by learning this creed, okay? And let's read it together. The word's going to pop up if you're new, and this is what it says. I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. I will stay true to myself, and I will not change for anyone, and I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build up my mind. I am not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow, gentlemen. All right, guys. Oh, I'm sorry. We got you guys. All right, there's y'all creed. I know y'all getting in my ass. Thank you. All right, but hold on, 904, hold on a second. Let me talk to 843 real quick. 843, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, what's going on, man? Well, my question is pretty much, well, I'm Chief Hawk in the chat. But so basically, like, how do I get in a woman's psyche while just pretty much just being disconnected? Because I'm not really, like, on social media. I don't do, like, the Netflix, video games, none of that kind of stuff. I'm kind of, like,
you?
Just... You know,
why don't you? But tell me, I'm just curious. Why don't you? Why don't you?
I just don't. I just don't find myself to be part of that, man. Like,
do you find it immature, childish? I mean, I'm just curious. I'm just curious why you don't do it.
No, it's just when I get on it, it's kind of like, damn, it's just kind of cringy to me a little bit. So, and that's you know, honestly, I do find myself kind of like competing, not competing, but comparing myself to other people. So I get away from it. You know, I don't do
Here, the problem is, okay, tell me, but did you do these things as a kid?
What exactly, like compare myself to people?
No, the video games also. Did you do all that shit as a kid?
I did a little bit, but not really. And honestly, I don't even watch sports or nothing like that, bro.
Okay, so you're just not an interesting person at all then. There's nothing really interesting about you.
I mean, I'm into, like, the whole spirituality thing. I'm more, like, outdoors or, like, hands-on type of thing.
Yeah, but that's still outside of you. I'm talking about you internally. You going out.
Well, yeah, maybe not, I guess.
I'm saying you being outdoors, it doesn't make you a man. You being outdoors doesn't make you interesting. That's something you like to do, but after that's over with, what does she get out of that? Once she goes outdoors, then what?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much nothing.
But if she pulls that first layer of which your spirituality, she's gonna see a little scrawny man behind that curtain because there's no depth in you. There's no depth. See, you know, okay. Why do you think Denzel is a great actor, or even Brad Pitt? Why do you think they're great actors?
They just know their stuff, I guess. You know.
kind of, they have depth.
Yeah,
they can be bad guys. They can be good guys. They can be average men. They can be nerds, geeks. They can be whatever they want to be. It's called, see, that's range and depth. Okay. That's what I'm saying. And yeah. That's what women want from a man, range and depth. She doesn't want a one trick pony. She doesn't want that. And unfortunately, I wish you'd never killed the kid in you, because your range and depth comes from your imagination, your creativity, your sense of adventure. Now, yes, you have a sense of adventure about being outdoors, but unfortunately, it stops right there. So there's nothing that the woman says, wow, I want to fuck him, because after she goes outdoors, he's like, well, there's nothing left. There's nothing. There's no more fun. There's no excitement. You know, there's nothing to think about. He's not leaving me with any type of impression. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. A lot of sense.
Yeah. So, and but this is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. But even though you don't, like I was telling everybody else, you still can create experiences. That, again, this is something that you have got to go beyond your world is flat thinking. Because what you have done, unfortunately, you're pushing either out of the box or trying to be in a box by saying, okay, well, I don't do this and I don't do that. Let me tell you something about me. I didn't like theater, didn't like fucking opera, hated goddamn paint galleries, museums, and all that shit. But guess what my mentor told me? He said, look here, bitch, if you want to get them all, you got to learn them all. And if you don't like that shit, then get your ass out the game, because no one said everything's going to be fucking sunshine and rainbows. So get your bitch ass up. Get your ass to a museum. Get your ass to a theater. Get your ass to a goddamn wine tasting event. You got to go there, because I'm trying to create you to be all things, not just a thing. So all this shit that you don't want to do, you better find a way to start doing it, find a way to start enjoying it, because if you don't do it, then you're just going to fall behind. Everybody's going this way, and you're just going to fall behind, dog, and ain't nobody going to fuck with you like that, man. True. So I'm just saying, I it keeps you young. It's nothing like video games. It's nothing like having fun. It's nothing like being competitive. All the shit I didn't want to do, I did it. Why? Because everything I didn't like had an attachment of a badass woman. No matter what.
Now don't get me on my phone. I want to cut you off.
I'm talking about sports and all that shit. No matter what, man, they love that shit.
Well, I mean, I do play sports, like county stuff. Like I do like flag football.
Oh, but that's cool.
Softball.
Okay,
like I do stuff.
Hey, like, you play football, but depth, range. Play football,
so
play video games, football on the right hand. Right, wait, look at me. Play football, play video games on the right hand side. Play football and watch football on the other side. You see what I'm saying? Where you then go to sports bars because you want to watch the game. Hey, women are there. You like video games, cosplay women. They're over there. But you just can't get them being a one-trick pony. It just doesn't work. My mentor showed me to be all things, be everything. All the shit I didn't want. Man, I don't find nothing amusing with a painting that looked like a five-year-old rubbed it, and it's worth like hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars, where foofy-ass people walk around with thinking they're better than you, sipping on some wine, telling you about the strokes and the paintings and all that shit, right? I don't like that shit, but guess what? Had to show up there. You want to know why? Because, like I'm telling you right now, all those women have one thing in common. They're fucking with average guys. And when they fuck with me, I'm a past average. I was the same guy that took two buses to go to work, right? Even though I had a car to save gas. But guess what? Guess who's pulling up in the Jag and the nice-ass cars and shit to pick me up after work? So we can go back to their place or go back to my place and fuck. Where she's like, oh, my God, I bought this watch for you. Oh, my God, I want this cologne. I'm telling you, you got to see the bigger picture. Yeah. But I'm just trying to show you, don't box yourself in. Box out. I'm telling you, I love classical music. I just fucking love that shit. But theater and all that shit, man, I don't like to do that, all that stupid shit and all that opera shit. But you know what's attached to that? Motherfucking women that are trophy wives and motherfucking women that have paper from their man that are willing to give that paper to you and fuck you because you have experience. You have something that...
It opens you up to a whole new world that you never thought of.
Opens you up to a whole new realm and shit. Yeah, I always tell guys in the beginning of the school year, I tell them to go to the art, find the art district and ask the lady, find the art area and find out where can I be a nude model. I'm telling you, you really want to get in the swinger, your swinging lifestyle, orgies, threesomes, fucking women, all that gigolo and all that shit. Man, I can't tell you how many guys do that and they never believe me. It happens in different ways where there are women that, again, when you have money, you ain't got nothing to do. They always try to find things to do. So these rich women go to these art galleries and stuff where they either draw, paint, or do sculptures and shit, right? There's a naked motherfucker that walks into the middle. And here's the thing about art. The beautiful thing about art, art is all about shapes. So it doesn't matter if you're fat, skinny, or whatever you are. Art is always shape. So when you're up on a thing, there are women that are going to come up to you and give you a card and say, call me. And you'll be like, well, what the fuck is this for? And then when you get that phone call, they'll say, look, we're going to have a – see, women, rich women have dildo parties. It's like Mary Kay, but it's like nasty shit. Like, you know, they have – like you know, on the surface level, Mary Kay parties where they like, oh, look at this makeup and that makeup. No. They got parties where they have a motherfucker bringing a suitcase or some boxes. They flip that shit open. It's like, this the latest dildo. This is the latest vibrating thing that does all this to the But what they will do, is they will hire you to be a naked statue in that suite where you're holding a tray naked. All you're doing is frozen, holding a tray, and the women can walk by you, rub your dick, play your dick, but they grab an hors d'oeuvre and keep on moving. But see, you won't do that if you don't do that. But here's another thing. Poetry. I always keep telling you, if you don't go to my poetry page, learn poetry. And poetry is the fastest and one of the easiest ways other than single mothers to get pussy. Because the women that go to these poetry things, they're looking for mental stimulation. And when you can get – I'm sorry?
I say they eat it up. They like that.
Oh, they eat it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because when you get on stage, think of the depth of somebody they watch in concert that has groupies. Well, on the other side of the spectrum, when you can get on stage and you can recite poetry and shit like that, you're fucking them without even fucking them. And then when you get off stage, you're going to sit down and some women are going to come up to you and say, hey, that was great. Beautiful women. They dress really nice. They dress like they're going to the club for this shit. You got women buying you drinks. Oh, sorry, here's a drink from those group of women over there. And those women are toasting you. Oh, here's a napkin from a woman that has her phone number. Call me. Dog, it's because they know. Listen, a man that can stimulate the mind is a man that can fuck the shit out of the mind and the body. So that's what I'm saying. So what I want you to do is look for range. Right. Be the outdoorsy motherfucker. I'm not saying don't be him, but be more things, man. Be the things you don't want to be. It's one of the greatest lessons that I learned to be what not go to the places I couldn't stand. I'm gonna tell you what I want you to do. Wherever you're in your city, go get a map. Go to Walmart or whatever or Target or whatever the fuck. Go get a map of your city. And a black marker. And what you got to do is you got to – now, are you watching the show live or are you just talking to me right now? Because I want to show you something.
Yeah, I'm watching it live.
All right, let me show you the blueprint. Oh, it's your first time, Big Dog?
Yeah, so I just decided to call, man.
I hope you're getting a lot of information in, my brother. I hope you're getting a lot of information.
Yeah.
All right, let me show you game, okay? All right, let me put dollar signs where the dollar signs go. All right, I'll put an X for us. Now, this is a map of where you're at. In every city all over the world, this is where it's at, okay? Now, if we look at the map, this is downtown. This is the outskirts from downtown. Now, we live here. We're all in this third part right here. And then you have outside the city. We call that Elysium, okay? I've been telling these guys since the late 90s about this shit. But what I'm saying is this. is that what happens is people here and downtown will either go downtown and go to clubs and shit, or they'll go to the clubs outside these areas. Let me tell you why. A lot of rich people, let me ask you a question. Let's say you're at a bar. And a guy walks up to you and starts talking to you. What are you going to do?
I'm talk back, you know, just have conversations.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Mike. Hey, how's it going, man? It's a great time at the club and all this other stuff. What are you going to talk about? What are you going
to
say to him?
Women. That's what I would talk about. Man, look at all the girls around.
Hey.
You come to talk to me?
What if he says, hey, you know what? Hey, why don't we do? Why don't you come over to my table and hang out with me and my wife? What are you going to do then?
Yeah, I will go. Because he might have some game for me or something. He might be able to, hook me on or something.
The put on is the cuckold things that a lot of women want. See, a lot of guys who have money, they get off on watching their wives fuck us average motherfuckers. Like, we're dirt under the shoe. They don't have any respect for us, but it's a turn on to watch. It's like watching amateur porn versus watching that shit that they say cut. You know, the amateur porn is more real because it's really real versus the lighting, light effects and all that other shit and the fluffer and all that other shit. So what happens with a lot of couples is that the woman sends the man to you first. She'll be like, you know what? I want to fuck him. All right, I got to test him out and see if he's okay. So he'll go over there and talk to you. And then he will invite you to the table to introduce you to his wife. Then the three of you are going to talk. And then what happened is the wife is going to give him a signal as in, can you get us something more to drink? And then she's going to see if the two of you can connect. And by the time he sits down and she gives him the next signal, it's either let's get out of here, we can go back to our suite, or we can go back to our place. Normally, it's either in Elise. It's going to be here or maybe downtown. Well, it could be in all three of these places, gentlemen. But what I'm saying is that there's a different world out there. But let me show you, even what I'm showing you right here, what I want you to do on your map, if you're watching me, I want you to do this. I want you to draw this, okay? All right, so let me show you. Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Okay, this is how I used to do it. This is how we did it. Okay, it's a game right here. So if you go to Walmart and shop at Walmart in section 1, don't keep going to this section over here. Go to the Walmarts in section 3, 4, or 2. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Where you shop. Now remember, Whole Foods, any like organic, like Whole Foods and these organic places, they are huge downtown. Outskirts and outside the city. You rarely see Whole Food places in our area. It's very rare because we eat junk food and stuff, okay? So what we want to do is we want to go out here. We want to hit the money places where the women are going to be at. But also in not downtown, but this outside circle is probably what we call the art district. That's where the poetry, the museums, art stuff, all that's right here. All that's in here. Now, this shit out here, this is where normally the swinging, the orgies, threesome, all that stuff happens out here where there's no bus line. Outside of Leesum, there's no – you know there's money when there's no bus line. So when you drive to some of these places out here, you got to go to a security guard to get permission through to get through that gate. So I got to continue to show, but I want to just lace you a little bit, young man, because it's all good. I don't want you to be a one trick pony. I see a lot of potential in you, but let me ask you this, just show you this. And then I'm going to give you a little bit of experience. Now, if you're watching now, I'm going to show you, cause you never heard about Scribe. Cause I'm the only one talking about Scribe being, your marketing team and your government stuff. Nobody's really talking about that shit. But what I'm saying to you, big dog, is what I want you to think. This is what I want you to do. What I want you to do right now, real quick, and it's going to help you and everybody else because we're going to show you. Okay. So let's go to the door because I always like using the door first. I just love opening the door for a woman. How are you opening the door for a woman? How are you going to open the door for a woman?
I would pull the door open and allow her to walk through.
Okay, you've already failed. Why do you think you failed? Because the average guy just opens the damn door and lets the woman walk through. Now, let's give you some experience. Let me just give you some experience. So I want you, when you open that door, what can you do different than just letting her in? You tell me. Tell me just a thought. And here's the beautiful thing. There are no wrong answers. There are no wrong answers. So when you open the door, what is something that you can do to make her smile and blush? What is something that you can do when you open that door?
I can say something like...
Like what?
You know, right this way, fine. Like, you know, something like that.
Remember, No. Okay. See, okay, I'm just showing you how to break... I'm trying to train you to break your mind down into not just the whole, but the part. Think about her outside the door as part one. Her coming in is part two, her inside part three, okay? So every part is its own four. So what I'm trying to show you now, this is how experience works. I just want to show you. So let's work on part one. Oh, we can work on any part you want, but we're going to have to do them all anyway. So let's just start working on part one. She's at the door. What can I do when she's outside of my door that can show her that when she comes inside this motherfucker, it's going to be a whole different ballgame? Creative. Come on, use your creativity. No, listen, there's no wrong answer. There's no wrong answer. You open
so
the door.
She's standing at the door. She's standing outside my door.
Outside your door, and you open that door. Part one. What do you do?
If I don't know, I'd be like, well, you know, what took you so long?
No, fail. How is that going to make her smile, laugh? Listen. I'm trying to get you to think here. Come on, think. What do you think you can do to draw out her smiling, blushing from part one outside that door?
I would say, I'll maybe give her a compliment, maybe, like, you know, you looking good. Make her do a 360 or something.
Wait, slow down now. Now, slow your horses, dog. That's good, yes. But wait, you just said give her a compliment, but let's go deeper. What compliment? What is the compliment?
Oh, that dress fits you nice. That shirt fits you nice. You know, something like insinuates her body,
I'm trying to show you how game works and experience. Experience works with you communicating with yourself. So what are you going to say?
I'll be like, that's what I like to see.
Okay, it's not right there. But why is it that you like to see it?
Because it looked good. It looked
good. But why does it look good? No. Let's keep going deeper. Why does it look good? Why does it look good?
Because of the color, because of the way it shaped it.
But why the color and the shape? You see, what I'm trying to show you
because
is
it's my favorite color.
There you go. So what you should be writing down, I'm going to say something to her because it's my favorite color if she's wearing my favorite color, but she's going to wear your favorite color because guess what you're going to tell her to wear? See that? You're going to tell her to wear your favorite color. So when she wears your favorite color, you're about to reward the behavior with which you just created. It's because it's my favorite color, right? But then you said you'll do a 360. Why are you going to do a 360?
Because I want to see that ass.
There you go. But why do you want to see that ass?
Because she's wearing my favorite color in that dress, and it looks good on her. You know, I just want to make her feel good in the moment.
Wait, stop. You just said it looks good on her. That's your thought, but can she read your mind?
Okay, so I would say it looks good to me.
There you go. Write it down. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
So pretty much everything is just for me, not her. Just like make
it's always for you, brother. It's always for you. It's always for you. Always for you. But what you're describing right now, you're scribing how you're going to answer the door for every woman that you meet from this point on. You just created it. Now let's just take what you did. I hope you're writing this down. If you're not, you should be writing this down. But
I got
writing. But even saying that is not the end all, because now that you have these things written down, now you must go to your marketing team and be able to market what you're saying to you. Why should you do this? What is it? What's in it for you to do this? That's what your marketing team, because if we're going to market and promote what you're trying to do with everything you said, what are you getting out of this?
I should be getting sex, mainly, probably would be one of the main things.
No. You're looking too deep, too desperate. No, scratch the sex. Remember, what did you say? It's about me. Remember, what did you say? You just said a few minutes ago, it's all about me, right?
Right.
Meaning, it's all about pleasing you, or is it about dogging you out? What do you think it is? What is it about?
Pleasing me.
Right. So if it's about pleasing you, then that's what you've got to sell to your marketing team, because if it's not about you or pleasing you, you're not going to ever do it, because you've got to market it to yourself first. How can you sell what you're about to do to her if you don't believe in doing it? Does that make any sense?
It does.
But see, this is what I'm saying.
She won't buy it. Yeah.
Right. So what I'm showing you, okay, I'm just giving you an example. So that's just step one. So now look, you already got two moves right here. Hey, peep game, dog. You can always add on to those moves. Just think, okay, that's just, I'm just letting you know. We ain't going to add more, but I'm just letting you know. This is just a small foundation. So now,
All right. How
are you going to move her from one to two? Are you just going to open the door and say, come on in? Or are you going to do something else?
No, I'm going to do something else. I'm not just going to let her come in. She's going to have to.
Oh, what is that? No. Tell me, what is that something else that you're going to do? She's outside. How are you going to bring her inside? Just think. Come on. Just think.
Right, I would say, you know, I would tell her, you know, now you can come in.
Nope. Then you fail. Then you go back to the surface dweller. What can you do different than just opening the door like the average motherfucking guy does? You already looked her up and down. You already trolled her around. You already told her how sexy that dress is. Now you're about to bring her inside. So what are you going to do now?
Pick her up. Bring it in.
Wait. You ain't married to the bitch, though. I don't want you to carry over the threshold. Come down a little bit. Don't pick her up and carry over the threshold. You ain't like Tarzan and Jane type shit. So no. You didn't deserve to be carried over. But bring it down. So what should you do? Keep going a little bit lower.
I would give her a hug, you know.
No. You already did your twirl. We're already done with one.
How are you going to move her
from one to two to move her inside? What are you going to do? You're not going to carry her, but what else can you do?
I can just, you know, show her the way in. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
That's no different than say open door and come on in. No, keep going deeper into the pot. Listen, this show is trying to force you to think beyond your average thoughts. That's all I'm saying. Think beyond, okay? Ask yourself, what way can I bring her in from one to two?
After I open the door and then turn her around. But I don't know, just grab her by the hand, lead her. Okay, I see.
Yes, you read it. You read it, because Star Boys told you.
Yeah,
you got to think. Listen,
But what if I grab her by the waist and bring it in? Then is that better?
No, listen. You just twirled her around, right? Yeah. How's it going to look if you twirl around, you just grab her ass by the waist and yank her in there? Don't you think it's a smoother transition that you have her hand, you walk her in?
True.
Okay? But even in walking her in, once she gets inside, what are you going to do next? We haven't even hit three. She's just crossing the threshold into your kingdom. What are you going to do in two? You just walked her in with your hand. What are you going to do in two?
I'm going to lead her either to the couch or into the bedroom.
No, that couch is three. Couch is three. We're still at two, dog. Now, listen, I'm trying to push you to go beyond where you're going. I'm trying to get you to see it. Listen, this is where game is. This is where experience comes from, by pushing yourself beyond. Keep going until you reach the bottom of the pot. You just grabbed her hand. You just walked her in. What can you do right there?
I mean, then I could, you know, maybe give her a hug, give her a kiss on the cheek.
Okay, and then, give her a hug. Give her a kiss on the cheek. Okay, you ready for this? You ready for depth? How are you going to hug her? And how are you going to kiss her?
I would hug her. I would, you know, embrace her like very like slow,
no,
but like kind of like tight, but not.
I'm blind. I can't see it. Make me see it.
I would wrap my hands around her lower, like
hand,
her lower
right
back
hand,
area, kind of like
third hand, your fourth hand. Specifics, young man. Listen, we're trying. Listen. In order for you to understand what I'm trying to show all you tonight, you've got to go deep. Don't just say, I'm going to do this. Give me specifics I'm blind. I can't see what you're doing. Make me see. I'm blind. Make me see it. Make me visualize how you're going to hug her. Talk to me.
So then I would, once I bring her in, grab her, you know, have her by the hand.
Okay.
And then I would just bring her close in with my right hand,
Wait, are you just bringing her close? How are you bringing her close? What are you going to say or do to bring her close? See, don't just, you're still on the surface. I'm trying to get you below. Listen, every move is a calculated move. That, young man, here's the best part about it. When you're having dirty talk and she needs to hear the specifics of what I'm looking at in the door and what is the day like and how things are going. But we'll get to that in step four. But what I'm saying is, now you want to bring her in. What is the move that you're going to do to bring her in before you get to the next moves of how you're going to hug her and how you're going to kiss her? See, this is shit you should be writing down. See, all this is, do you see? Okay. You see how deep game is, young man? It's not just saying. You got to keep pushing yourself beyond your point of, I'm happy here, but I can go further. Keep going through the layers until you have reached the bottom of the pot. So how are you going to bring her to you?
I would just pull her to me. I'll just,
No. Well, if you pull her, are you going to say something when you pull her? If you pull her, are you going to pull her with your right hand, your left hand? You're going to pull her with your foot? You're going to pull her with your – you're not telling me. Give me depth. Tell me more.
So I would.
What? How are you going to pull her? Yo, let me hear.
Yeah. So I will pull her with my right hand and then just be like, Stop.
We got to get deeper. You're pulling her with your right hand. But what is your right hand grabbing? What part of her? See, that's how deep we are. What part are you pulling with your right hand?
So my right hand will pull like close, like her lower back, almost close to her ass, like the top of her ass.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Now, keep going. So you're pulling her. Wait, and remember, you got to think about the transition.
Pull her close.
Wait, let's back up a little bit. Think about the transition.
All right.
Now, you're bringing her through the door. Is that with your right mm-hmm. hand or your left hand? Because whatever you're saying has got to connect what you just said. So are you pulling her in with your right hand? Is your right hand grabbing her right hand? Is your right hand grabbing her left hand to pull her in? Or is your left hand grabbing her right or left? These are very important, though. This is how deep experience is. It's by keep going. So what part of you is grabbing her to bring her in?
So my right hand is grabbing her left side, you know, wrapping around her left to bring her in close
right.
to me.
And then,
you know, I would press my pelvic up to her, you know, just to give her that thing, right. let her know, it's, you know, I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? She's feeling it. And, you know, I just.
No. Remember. No, I don't knows or maybes or whatever. Remember, all right, wait, count to five for me. Ready? Count to five. Count to five real quick.
All right. One, two, three, four, five.
Count to five one more time.
One, two, three, four, five.
Did you say, I know, you know, maybe, I'm the, no, or did you just count to five?
No.
You got to know. Right. So I'm trying to say, you just, listen, remember, I told you there's no bad answers. I'm just going to keep pushing you on your answer. So don't tell me what I know because I don't know. I need you to tell me. You got to describe it. But wait a second. Wait. We're still on two, but we got to go to A, to B, to C. Okay? Let me show you depth. Because tell me, what the fuck is she walking into? How are the lights? The music? What's being played in the background? What's the atmosphere like? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, the depth of it, you have got, what I'm saying to you is that this is, I tell you, I know you're like, hey, God damn, I just called to ask about the outdoors and shit.
But you know, honestly, I appreciate it though, because it's kind of like making me go into my own mind and my imagination to kind of see it for myself first before it even happens. So I appreciate it.
Yes. And when you go into your own mind, it's your way. Nobody else's way. Now, as you put your arm around her, what is she seeing right now? Tell me, what does she see? Is it dim lit, lightly lit, candles? What does she see? Tell me what does she see?
I mean, she see dim light. She hear the music playing in the background.
Wait. Where are the dim lights coming from? Are they coming from candles? Are they coming from the lamp? Is it some little fucking elf holding a fucking lantern?
For me, I think it would be from candles.
Okay,
but also smelling some of that
wallflower. Stop. The candles. Right. Where are the candles placed? Where are the candles?
Candles are placed, like, you got a couple here and
like, here, where?
You might see some in the kitchen. You might see some going towards the room, in the living room. It's all over the place.
All right, good. So, okay. Now, what music are you playing?
For me, I play some.
Don't you say no fucking trap music.
No. I listen to old school.
I'm about to say, but you know,
some of these girls out here, man, they like that summer walking shit, man. They like that kind of stuff. I'll be playing something like Al Green or something like that.
Oh, that's cool. All
like
good.
That old.
Yeah. Now you just told me you wrapped your arm around, you brought her in. Mm-hmm. What are you doing next as you bring her in?
I would kiss her on the neck, kiss her on the cheek.
Stop. What side of the neck? What side of the cheek?
I kiss her on the...
How long are you kissing her?
On the...
Come on, let's go depth. Don't listen. I'm trying to... You give me a service answer. I'm trying to bring you below... I'm trying to, because all this is important. I'll show you where it's going to be important later on. I'm trying to bring it all below. The deeper you are with the experience of what you know what you're doing is going to help you in the back end.
Okay.
Okay? So let's just stop right there because I got to get back to the show. But let me get back. Let's get to the fourth stage.
All right.
See, the fourth stage, the beautiful thing about the fourth stage is what happens if she's around 11:30 and she's playing with her pussy and she wants to get off and she wants you to get her off. Just think of the story that you're starting. You're coming over at the door and I open the door. I got the dim lights all over the place. Got the smooth Al Green going in the background. I open the door and I see you. I see you in my favorite dress and I say to myself, damn, she's sexy as fuck because she's wearing the outfit I told her to wear. And then what I want to do is I want to grab her hand and twirl her around so she knows I'm looking at that ass. And slowly and surely while you're stroking that pretty pussy of yours, I'm taking my hand and I'm grabbing your hand and bringing you in slowly in there. And as I bring you in and you go past the threshold of the door because the anticipation of sex is so great, I turn around and wrap my hand around those hips of yours, bring you in and slowly kiss the side of your cheek. How's that pussy? Play with that. You see what I'm saying? But guess who created
it?
But wait, you created it. This is your baby. I didn't do it. I'm just showing you.
Think about it.
If you do that with everything and you just keep rehearsing what it is you're doing, you have experience. You don't need the woman to have experience in something. The experience is the work you put in to the thing that you want to do. That's what gives you the experience. So every woman is going to get a treat. But dog, and what's so beautiful about it, that's just your foundation. You can keep adding to that shit. You can take something away and add it later. It's like a Mr. Potato Head. You can do anything you want with that motherfucker. You can anyway. Guess what? It's going to be your way. See, you're like, okay, I'm seeing what the fuck you're talking
about. I was laughing at the Mr. Potato Head analogy.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I appreciate this, man, for real.
Yeah, but when that happens, I want to show you what happens. Like with one of my students, hold on. Tyler, it's your turn. I want you to hear a Tyler moment. Let me see something. Can you hear the music right here? You can hear that music right there?
I can hear it. Yeah, I can hear it.
All right. Let me play. All right, we got to give it to Tyler. Let me give you a show. Tyler sent me something yesterday. And since we're talking all this yak, I want to show you a Tyler moment that he showed me last night that we didn't play. Okay, here you go. Listen to this. You ready? Let me turn it up. Listen to this shit.
All right.
Hi, Tyler. This is Dorothy from Kansas, and the tornado just dropped me down, and as I'm down on my knees sucking your dick as you're touching me. It feels so good. Mm. And then I move you onto the bed and push you down, and I get on top of you. And Dorothy starts riding you. And she rides you. I ride you. Until I come. And then you push me to my back. And then you start.
Okay, wait, let me stop right there. Okay, so call her.
Yeah, damn.
No. This is what happened when you fucking with it. I told you we're bad over here. So
yeah.
Why do you think she was happy telling Tyler about Dorothy? Who is Dorothy?
Dorothy may be her alter ego, or it could be her friend. No. It could be somebody that she's coaching.
No, because when you fuck with us, we name the pussy. And when we name the pussy, we talk to her in the third person. So when I say hi to X, I say hi to the woman, how rude of me not to ask about Dorothy. How's Dorothy doing? Did you shave her today? Yeah. How's she looking for me? Is she ready for this dig? Are you taking care of Dorothy? Are you sitting on her? Are you smothering my girl right now? See, that's the kind of shit. See how you're laughing? Think what she's doing. So then what do you think she's going to start talking to you about? Dorothy misses you. Dorothy's thinking about you. You know why? I was in the shower and Dorothy is sad right now because you're not playing with her or licking her. But see, that's the basis of showing experience by, do you think, how many guys, I'm not asking you this is a rhetorical question, but Think about all the guys out there who are not naming the pussy. The average guy, not even doing the shit that we just talked about. And what happens when
I'm one of those average guys that never done that before.
Right,
so.
But I'm just
like
saying. Right, but what happens if she meets motherfuckers like who you talking to right now when she meets us, what I'm showing you, when you're showing her the experience of how fucking cold you are. Oh, man, it's a motherfucking rap, dog. 513, I'll bring you. So call her. Hey, welcome. I hope you stay, subscribe, and keep soaking up the game that we have, young man. But if you ever have a question, let me know. This is what this show is all about, okay, my brother?
I appreciate it, Steve. Hey, man. Thank you again, and shout out to everybody in the chat.
No. Let me tell you why I'm going to thank you. Because you finally went beyond your fucking outside force bullshit, right? And you started to see more things in you internally. Things that you can do when you trust to do them. That's the power. It's not like, hey, look at that bear over there. Let's go outside in the forest. La da da and picnic and all that silly shit. No, it's more than that. Hey, my brother.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you, man. Have a good night.
All right, man. I'll throw you back in. Let me grab this other call. Thank you, brother. That's all love, all man. Right. Thank you. Peace out, 843. Thank you, motherfucker. Cracking up and shit. 513, how can I help you, sir? What's up? 513 going once. 513 going twice. 513 gone. No, I don't play. You got to talk. You got to talk. Anyway, guys, this is Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session, guys. I probably missed some of your questions, so if you have a question, go ahead and post it, and I will promise you I will answer any of your questions. I don't want y'all guys to feel that I'm ignoring you. So if you do have a question, please post it again if I missed your question. Let me try to go up real quick and see if I catch any of your questions, and I'll answer some of your questions. See, dog, I want to say thank you, man. Definitely light bulb moment for you. I appreciate that. And that's what y'all get from this show right here. We talk about things that most guys don't. Freelance Ron, I want to say thank you for the super chat as well. As I am scrolling up, hey, Dangerous Russ, I want to say thank you. I just want to recognize the super chats. I want to say thank you to you guys. I do appreciate the love. But what we're trying to do here is what I'm trying to do is get you guys to have experience. Experience isn't what you're going to do in the bedroom. It's between the moment you meet her and the moment she's sucking your dick. That shit right in the middle is what you must be a master of. Whatever is in the middle, you must build that thing in the middle to show women that being with you. Remember, guys, this is why I always tell you guys that are listening to your boy. This is why it's important to be something when you're not around her. She should miss you, and she doesn't even know why she's missing you. She should think about you and smile to herself and doesn't even realize she's cheesing in front of everybody when somebody asks her, why are you so happy, girl? Why are you smiling? What you got on your, what, why you got your, why are you smiling like that? Right? Right? And what I'm saying is for you guys out here, see, most of you guys, and like I say, if y'all are joining us, it's sometimes, gentlemen, for a lot of you, guys out there, sometimes it's tough because y'all actually do more harm to yourself when you put yourself down. Listen, guys, listen. Things are going to happen with your body, and sometimes it's understandable. When you get in a situation with a woman that you're really interested in, sometimes you put a little more pressure on yourself. And when you put pressure on yourself, sometimes you will not get a full erection, or sometimes you're just so excited that you might come too fast. And sometimes the thought of those things can really sidetrack you from game. And this is why I'm trying to get you young men to see that if you start to create experiences, that's all we're doing. All we did to today on the show is creating experiences by what? Creating a blueprint, right? We created a blueprint. The young man started working on his guy. He didn't even realize he worked on his guy today. He worked on his studio today, right? He worked on his scribe today. He worked on his imagination today. he gave his, he started lifting some weights to give him a little bit more mental toughness today. He added something to his library, probably his first book in his library today. He then created a little bit of his amusement park today when he moved it from one to two today. He also touched on his marketing team today, and he gave a little sample of the drug of him by gentlemen, just answering those few questions. And that's just the beginning. That's why I tell all you guys out here to sound check, okay? To sound check. Yes, Joey, we're taking calls. You better come in because you have 3 minutes. But Joey, brother, why are you asking if I'm taking calls if you see the number below you and you see the number above you? Brother, y'all got to use your minds for more. My dad always said, use your mind for more than a hat rack. If you see the line at the scroll with the number, just use the number and call in. Don't ask. Y'all are so used on the surface for asking for shit than just doing shit. I want y'all to do shit. Don't ask for shit. Do shit. So, yes, Joey, call in if you want to. Don't ask. Just call in. The lines are open. They're open, Joey, for three more minutes. You got 3 more minutes to call in. So if you don't want to call in, don't call in. But don't ask me if the lines are open and don't call in. You get kicked out for that because you're interrupting the class. Because I'm trying to help you, and me helping you is taken away from everybody else. So I hope you call. Because if I am taking calls, yes, and you don't call, you're going to have to do it. I'm trying to show you guys this is what standing on your square is. Now, let me help you guys out until we wait for Joey to call. Okay, so what I'm saying to you guys out there, remember what's important that we need to learn here is that what was great about that conversation you just heard is that he never identified with any fear, anxiety, worry, or pressure when he created how he's going to open the door. How he's going to open the door. And that's why I always tell you guys. I forgot what I was talking about this before I got all the calls and shit. Morning, late afternoon and night, you should do sound checks. I am the only guy on YouTube telling you about doing sound checks. Hey, Joey, you got 90 seconds. You better call in because you just took away from the class. You better call in, Joey. You better call in, brother. But what I'm saying is that I want you guys to understand that everything you do, you got to sound check it. And how do you sound check it? Go first, you start with your door, open your door, take a step in. And this, whatever you see is what she's going to see. So I ask you. The lighting has to be perfectly smooth. The music has to be right. Your apartment cannot smell or anything. Everything must be connected right. All right, Joey called. Joe, you know we used to go-go music. It needs to be a song called Joey, 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 Joey. Joey, are you there, sir?
What's going on, Steve? How's it going,
Joey,
man?
Joey, what's up, J-Dog? How can I help you, man? Come on, you had a question. What's up, man?
Yes, sir. Nah. So, why I asked is because I had just dropped into the stream. Can you hear me first and foremost?
I got you perfectly, brother. So, what's going on? How can I help you, brother? You're the last call,
yes,
anyway.
Yes, sir. So,
anyway.
Yeah. So, definitely just want your opinion on something, man. You know, I recently broke up with an ex of mine and whatnot, and you know, I will say it was definitely a bad breakup, man. I guess.
No. You got it all wrong. Ain't no bad breakup. What did she do to make you? Did you break up with her? Or she broke up with you.
So it definitely started. It was more of a mutual type of thing, big dog. You know what I mean?
What was the reason for the breakup?
For starters, bro, it just kind of got to the point where, you know, a simple conversation I had with her, like after my energy was drained, bro. Like, you know, I find myself, you know, more or less chasing my tail, you know, thinking, okay, it's going to be right at some point. And, you know, on the back end, I didn't see that result. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. I need more. You see, this show, I got to get you go deeper. What happened? You're not. I can't read your mind. What do you mean? That were you arguing and stuff?
So it. So honestly, if I could kind of summarize it for you, Big Dog. It just once again, it just got to the point where she kind of got to the realization that she couldn't necessarily fulfill whatever it is or whatever is not that I had asked of her. And,
what did you What did you ask of her?
Oh, honestly, just to more or less be there, how I was for her. You know what I mean?
No. Okay, we got problems here, Joey. There's a huge lot of problems here. How long were you with this woman for?
About 2 years.
Okay, so what did you want from her? Tell me what you wanted from her. Just give me a few things.
Well, for example, I just started noticing that, for example, the drives was different in that, let's say if it was known, let's say if we spoke on doing something and the X's and O's needed to be put together, on her end, it was just a different feel. You know how, let's take you, for example, Big Dog. You are a person that wakes up every morning, puts the boots on, gets the job done, right? And I had that same kind of mindset, and she just wasn't matching it. So,
all right, okay, wait, one thing at a time. I'm gonna show you game.
Ahead,
one thing at a time. When did you realize she wasn't fit for the task? When did you realize?
So,
Just tell me the first time of struggle.
Say about a year and maybe 2 months in.
Okay, a year, 2 months in. Now, here's the million-dollar question. What did you do? Now, remember, the question I'm asking you is why you fell off and you fucked up. What did you do when she failed that, when you realized she fucking failed? What did you do?
Steve, I can't even answer that question for you, Big Dog.
You can't answer the question. No, you can. Because once you realize she wasn't doing her royal duties, you realize that. What did you do? And you can say I didn't do anything at all. Because I'm telling you.
Exactly, let's say that. I didn't do anything at all.
And that is why you lost her respect. That's where you lost everything. Because you never stood on your square. Now, you're new, right? So you don't know the law of Jill Scott, do you?
Real quick, Steve. I actually called in a few months ago to try to set up a little collab. I have a little podcast and stuff, and I've been watching
you
for a little bit.
Yeah, you can't collab when you have problems with your bitch like that. I roll with pipe hitters, dog. Let me tell you what. I can't collab with you because you're weak right now. You can't talk man when you knew your motherfucking woman was fucking up a year and 2 months in and you didn't boot that bitch the fuck out of your life. Can't fuck with me. You see what I'm saying? You let it slide.
I'll tell you what, Steve. I hope we could get there one day, Big Dog.
Maybe. I don't know, but I'm just saying. I'm talking about this situation. Fucked up by allowing her to do whatever the fuck she wanted to do in your kingdom. You knew she wasn't right for you. And if you were about the game or in the game, you would have fired her ass. You want to know why? Because, listen, I'm not mad at you that you can't do what I ask you to do. Nor am I mad that you can't do what I ask you to do. But because you can't do what I got to do, then you have just fallen back to we just fucking. You're a booty call. Now, wait. Tell me you ain't living with her. You didn't live with her, did you? Tell me you didn't live with her.
Steve, we moved in after the first year, man.
So you
literally right after the mark, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay, you damn sure can't. We damn sure can't do no class with this cake ass shit you doing. But anyway, listen. What I'm saying is this, dog. This is why women do what they do to y'all surface dwellers, because y'all ain't standing on shit. You knew she wasn't fit for the task, and you rewarded her by letting her move in with you when you knew she wasn't shit. That she couldn't do anything for you, why would you reward bad behavior? Why would you do that?
I could definitely, nah, big dog, I got you on this one. At that point, like I said,
Why? Why did you reward bad behavior?
Looks like I'm going to have to go back to the Rolodex, man.
Well, then, that's what I'm saying. See, this is the problem with you surface dwellers. Y'all can't even answer your whys of why you do shit. Emperors, kings, men, everything we do, we know why we're doing it. We can defend it, stand on it, and express it. And you couldn't do that. And so when she realized that you wasn't a man that she thought you actually was, she started acting out just like a baby or animal that is not trained. You cannot allow a perk to come into your kingdom and disrespect the throne,
hey,
man.
Real quick, Steve, I'm listening, but I'm about to walk into the doggone supermarket. I'm listening, though. I'm listening.
Well, you're good. No, I got to continue with the show. I'm going to let you go, but I'm glad you called in.
No,
but yeah, man.
Oh, real quick. Steve. I still got the question, though, Mr. Steve. Can I ask the question real quick?
What's the question?
So after everything happened, right, she, it was my spot she moved into. So she had to end up finding, a place to go, basically. So about 2 weeks into the whole breakup or whatever the case may be, she was talking about that she could stay a couple of days at my spot to get her shit together and all that. And I left it where it's at, Mr. Steve. I give you my word on that much. I left it where it was at. Now my question to you is:
Is she staying over your place right now until she finds her place?
No, sir.
What is your question?
So the question is: Did I do wrong in that deal?
You didn't do wrong. You did. Listen, doing one thing right, you still did a lot wrong. And that one thing that you did is nothing compared to the wrongs that you did. Because if that guy that let her not stay over for a few days was the same motherfucker that realized that she wasn't shit after a year and a month, you would have kicked her the fuck out.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, listen, man, I do appreciate this. I knew how you was going to put, come into the game, I had to call in.
I'm not going to tell you you did good. You fucked up. You fucked up bad.
No, I did. Hey, man, listen, but, the good thing about messing up is we give ourselves time to recoup and do what we got to do on the back end, no?
Nah, you know what? I love that kumbaya service healing shit. Nah, dog. This is why, see, when you have a standard, you ain't going to fuck up because you already know what the standard is. And you never sway from the standard. See, what you just said is why y'all – what you just said is the same thing motherfuckers say December 31st. Y'all always want to justify and you're always like, oh, this is a learning lesson. And then you repeat history over again because you're learning a lesson from surface and you're not doing shit from underneath your core.
Hey, Steve, I promise you won't get a call like this from me again, big dog. We're going to get right.
We'll see how good you are in a few years, and we'll see what's up then, okay?
Yes, sir. Yo, thanks so much, my brother. I'll still continue to support, and you stay safe, my boy.
All right, we'll throw you back in. Thank you, sir. Listen, gentlemen, this is what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, all my dogs out there. Appreciate all you guys out there, but there has to come a time that y'all guys stand on shit. And all this shit y'all standing on, y'all, this is why there's no experience. You've got to care for yourself and be honest with yourself. See, if that young man was fucking the shit out of her, and that woman realized how good that dick was and the emotional connection he had came with that, guess what? The moment she said, well, I don't know, I'm not going to wash no dish. I'm not going to fold his fucking clothes. He's going to clean up and pick up after himself. I'm not going to wash his car. And then right here, someone will pop on the show. Hey, girl, you're going to take that dick away. You better get your shit right, girl. You're going to be kicking us out of the house. You better know what the fuck you doing. Then another motherfucker will pop on another show like, oh, you're right. Love can can go through tough times, and even though there's battles that you, and then out of the side, but girl, you better, hey, girl, you don't kick your fuck out. You better get that shit right. And y'all don't even understand, man. You lead all the time by leading yourself first. This is what I want to say to y'all guys. I mean, we're gonna have a show tomorrow with Taekwondo, but I know maybe Friday or Saturday we'll continue some of this because there's so much that we got to talk about. But here's the good news. There's some good points in this real quick. Always remember this, is that regardless of how you feel or think about yourself sexually, we just showed you that you can learn how to create experiences. And once you can learn experiences, you just rehearse those experiences, okay? It's a very easy thing, but you got to keep pushing yourself. That's why people understand how deep game is. Because a lot of y'all would just give surface answers and not give any depth to what it is you want to do. But here's the good news real quick. I want to say to all you guys, the good news is that y'all are in a catbird seat. You have nothing but average guys everywhere. And if you can just be a little bit above average by rehearsing and working on your motherfucking ass, then you got it, man. These women are thirsty for men that can fuck the shit out of them here. Because their husbands, boyfriends, living guys, the guys they're talking to, they ain't doing it. So I just showed you in the show. We gave you guys an edge. Thank you, 129 likes. I want to say thank you to the 129 likes, guys that liked it, 129. I really do appreciate it. It helps the algorithm out and everything. And I I'm glad for you, 129, that you listened to the content and realized that what we teach is nobody's teaching that shit. But also what we teach is, I want you guys to think about the graveyard before you go to bed. Always remember, everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them, and that's why you should live every day like it is your last. And like I always say to my dogs out there, please, gentlemen, I ask all you guys, please, after the show is over, go get a small drink, get a small cup, go into the mirror, look at the man in the mirror, tell that motherfucker I love you, I got your back, and I'm going to ride and die. Take your glass and toast the mirror, and I promise you, he will toast you back. I want to give a shout-out to all my chat room dogs out there. I appreciate all y'all guys, man. Got nothing but love for you guys. Thank you. Well, goddamn, see, now y'all being dicks. But thank you, 132. Thank you, 132 likes. I appreciate it. But, hey, guess what? The real shout-out goes to my 185. My 185. Guys, I used to do three-hour shows. These motherfuckers did this shit in 2 hours. The record was like 179, I think it was. In 2 hours, these motherfuckers smashed that shit. So that's why, if y'all wonder why I have that up here, is that I always want to recognize the great ones and stuff like that. So shout out to y'all guys. Guys, y'all need to get at me. Y'all know how to get at me. Get at your boy. TheManMindset@gmail.com. 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 Leave a name and number. Holler at your boy. We would definitely get at you. Guys, I do appreciate you guys. Soak up this game. And for those that are new here, I welcome you. It's a different taste, but I promise you, we're going to do everything we can to get you right and to get you to see the value and worth, not of your dick, but of the dick right here. Because when this dick penetrates her, oh, she getting hooked on that dick. She going to get hooked on it. You have the power. You got to find it. I know you can find it. Thank you.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Ay, just like that, man mindset. Gotta come back again. Ay, just like that, man mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
Especially as a woman. You gotta play the game or they're never gonna publish you.
Didn't your publisher just cancel your book tour though?
How do you know that? Did David tell you that?
Yeah.
Obviously I told that to him in confidence. But yes, they did just cancel my tour, but that's more about the state of the publishing industry than my book. You can't just keep all your work in a binder and never try to get it published.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm going to start my own press.
Start your own press? Yeah. Oh. I'm just gathering my friend's work. Is that... And it'll be properly bound and everything, obviously. But, yeah, I want to know what you thought. Yeah, cool.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was fine.
Well, we're off to your next stop. Dinner, Professor Kirkpatrick.
What dinner?
You have me added to your itinerary.
Oh, yeah.
This is why I never read reviews, Kate. I will not go near them. I won't even look at them. I Google sometimes and read the first line and then, no, come on, go further in. Critics are the worst kind of human. They're the worst kind of human. Who wrote it?
I don't know.
Probably Nesbitt. I bet it was Nesbitt. They're an asshole. Now, there was an email circulating a few years back that had a story that he wrote in his 20s. What a piece of shit. I'll send that to you. That'll make you feel better. Make you feel like a genius. What did your publisher say?
He didn't say anything.
Cowards. Publishers are just as bad, and you'll find that to be true. This is exactly the reason I'm going to self-publish my next novel. You and I are so similar, Ken. This one would be great if you came and talk next year.
Really?
Yeah. Now, if you play it the way I do, it's not a hard job. Most of the students don't have a future in writing, let's be honest, but the few who do, me, Frank, who are reading in class, will still have how she was.
Yeah, she's very good.
Well, actually, that reminds me, I should get going. I promised I'd help you with a portfolio tonight. So. Hey, Jim.
Should we go over there?
You just look at the cars there or something.
And what?
And we'll know.
Can you get Chloe's car again?
Shit. No. She's using it tonight. I think I know someone who can drive.
Oh, boy.
Oh, sorry.
Hey!
Huh?
That was racist.
It's my mom's house.